Hey everyone, welcome back. I know the crypto markets have taken a bit of a hit lately, and it's completely understandable to feel the stress. But here's something really encouraging coming straight from CryptoQuants on-chain data. While prices are dipping, the big players, the whales, are actually quietly accumulating Bitcoin, Ethereum, and XRP.
That's a fascinating shift, and it really gets to the heart of what's happening right now. When you see sophisticated market participants moving that much capital into the red, it usually signals they view these assets as deeply undervalued. In a way, it's a strong indicator that we might be nearing the end of this bear market.
Exactly. And it's such a stark contrast to what we usually see from everyday investors. While retail traders often panic sell during these downturns, whales are using advanced analytics and deep pockets to strategically buy the dip. They're essentially positioning themselves for the next major bull run.
And it's not a random move. Their concentrated focus on Bitcoin, Ethereum, and XRP reflects a calculated, long-term bet on the structural growth and resilience of the broader crypto ecosystem. They're playing the long game.
I love that perspective. Historically speaking, sustained whale accumulation has been one of the most reliable leading indicators of a market bottom. Time and again, we've seen this kind of quiet buying consistently precede those massive price recoveries.
It's a powerful signal, but we do need to interpret it with discipline. Just because whales are buying doesn't mean prices will magically rocket upward overnight. Markets can stay volatile and irrational for longer than most people are comfortable with.
You're absolutely right. It's all about patience. For the average investor, the real takeaway here is to step back from the emotional roller coaster and try to align your strategy with how these institutional players are thinking.
Precisely. Instead of reacting to daily price swings, focus on building a data-driven framework. By monitoring on-chain metrics, you can identify smarter, long-term entry points without getting caught up in chasing short-term volatility.
So, how do we actually put that into practice when the uncertainty feels like it's going to last forever?
I'd recommend a dual approach. First, keep a close eye on whale activity and on-chain data. That gives you a real-time pulse on market sentiment and helps you spot potential reversal zones before they become obvious to everyone else.
That makes total sense. And what's the second part of that strategy?
Diversifying into alternative income streams, like cloud mining. It's a way to generate consistent yields without the heavy upfront costs and maintenance headaches of running physical mining hardware.
Oh, I've seen platforms like iCrypto doing exactly that. They let you rent computational power to earn steady returns, which is such a smart way to keep cash flowing without tying up all your capital in hardware.
It's a solid option, but it's not without risks. You have to do your due diligence on provider reliability and the actual economic viability of the contracts. That said, when vetted properly, it can serve as an excellent hedge against price downturns and help maintain cash flow during bearish cycles.
I love that balanced approach. So, if we're wrapping this up with key takeaways for navigating today's market, what should listeners keep at the top of their minds?
Treat institutional accumulation as a contrarian signal that recovery is likely on the horizon. Prioritize long-term positioning over short-term trading, and actively mitigate portfolio risk by diversifying into those steady-yield alternatives we discussed.
And remember, the crypto market is fundamentally cyclical. By pairing that data-driven accumulation mindset with active income generation, you can comfortably weather these bearish conditions and strategically position yourself to capitalize when the inevitable recovery hits.
Well said. Ultimately, patience, continuous research, and strategic diversification remain the most reliable foundations for long-term success in these markets. Thanks for tuning in, everyone.